You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. Niners got a little bit of good news yesterday with Juwan Jennings officially signing his one-year tender offer for $4.9 million. How do we know? Because Jennings himself posted a picture of the contract on his Instagram account, along with the caption, "We on year four, for real, let's go. Ain't no stopping." Jennings had a fantastic Super Bowl, becoming just the second player in the history of that game to throw a touchdown pass and catch a touchdown pass. Nick Foles was the other, in case you're wondering. Jennings had just 19 catches during the regular season and one touchdown, but 13 of those catches went for either a first down or a touchdown. And in the playoffs, Jennings stepped up. 10 catches in the games, 111 yards, and that touchdown in the Super Bowl that I mentioned. Should they be paying a player that only catches 19 passes $5 million? I know he blocks. I didn't realize it was that few. In my mind, Juwan Jennings had more catches. And I think it's because a lot of his catches were big catches, so they stick in your head a little bit more. But 19 catches is 19 catches. I'm not saying they shouldn't sign him. I'm saying it's worth asking the question in a salary cap league. Speaking of 49ers wide receivers, we heard from another yesterday. That would be Deebo Samuel, who went on sort of a mini Twitter rant. He tweeted, quote, "Can we have a life when football season over? Like, can we travel, enjoy ourselves, go out and have fun without you, quote, fans saying all this unnecessary folks be bugging? And no, I'm not talking about trade rumors or your make-believe false reports. Uno off here. See you in July." I don't know who said what to Deebo, but apparently he was a little frustrated. We'll see if he actually stays off social media until July. That'll be a nice test. But also, I'd like to ask him, Deebo, if the reports are false, how can they also be make-believe, right? Like, a false report is still a real report. It's just incorrect. A make-believe report is no report. Just, you know, I'm a stickler for that stuff. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, Matt Barrow's new mailbag column in The Athletic has a lot of good information in it. But there is one thing he wrote in there that I really take issue with. Click the link in the description and see if you can find it. I'll be talking about it with Levin Black and the Gold Standard podcast a little bit later today. One thing to watch, Brendan Rice at the USC Pro Day. Caleb Williams, presumptive number one overall pick, worked out at the USC Pro Day yesterday. He was throwing, of course, to his wide receiver, Brendan Rice. Let's just say Rice didn't look quite as graceful as his dad. If you want to see what I'm talking about, again, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing you may have missed, we could have a new kickoff rule. The league meetings are Monday. NFL owners are going to vote on a proposed rule by the competition committee that is so overly complicated and convoluted, I can't even explain it to you here. But if it passes, there will be a lot more returns. Obviously, 49ers might want to actually get a return specialist now because apparently they might need one in 2024. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Click the bell so you'll be notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. You don't want to miss it. Today, it'll be myself and Levin Black. 10 a.m. Pacific time, we'll break down the Brandon Ayuk rumors. We'll talk about this Juwan Jennings thing. And we'll look ahead, of course, to the NFL draft as well. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. We'll talk later today.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmerman dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.